So I could have you all turn to Exodus chapter 20 this morning, but we are actually only going to be reading one verse there. So you can certainly turn there if you want, as we are continuing through the Ten Commandments. We're coming today to the ninth commandment. In verse 16, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. So, the original context that we're given here for this commandment is a judicial one. So what is specifically in view is testifying falsely against someone. It's a very serious matter. False testimony led to the executions of Naboth, the famous and hapless owner of the vineyard that Ahab wanted. Jezebel hired false witnesses, or instructed the town elders to hire false witnesses to accuse him of blasphemy, and he was stoned. Stephen was accused of having blasphemed God and the temple and was killed on the testimony of false witnesses. Jesus Christ himself was killed on the testimony of false witnesses. So we will see as we move through this how this matter of false witness, or we might say lying, leads to murder. But in those situations, it led directly to murder. Those who bore false witness effectively killed the person that they lied about. So it led directly to their deaths. So that is specifically what is in view in this commandment. To bear false witness against someone was to testify something falsely about them, specifically in a judicial context. However, as with most of these commandments, all of these commandments, there's a larger application, there's a broadening. And the broadening of this commandment actually occurs within the Law of Moses itself. You don't even have to wait till the New Testament to see that it's not just this type of lying that God is opposed to. In Leviticus 19:11, he says to the children of Israel, "You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another." So lying was prohibited generally, not only in this context. And I think we could say that it is somewhat in view even in the ninth commandment itself. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You could say, you shall not lie to your neighbor's harm. Now, I didn't even particularly want to address this, but I feel like I kind of need to, because sometimes the question marks pop out over our heads when we hear something like that. Is it possible to lie without causing harm to someone? And would that be okay if you could? I'm going to say that we do find in Scripture at least one situation in which someone lied, and it seems that God more or less approved of it, and that would be Rahab, who lied to the people in Jericho who were looking for the spies. She said that they were already gone. In fact, they were hiding on her roof. What we need to understand about that is that it's an exception, and that it is specifically for the protection of someone's life. So you might make this analogous to killing someone in defense of someone else's life. And God actually commanded people to do this. Now, he never commanded anyone, to my knowledge, he never commanded anyone to lie. So it's a little bit more of a gray area. But I think what we should understand is that the only possible exception is in defense of someone's life. And I think that is more of a matter of personal conscience because it's not directly addressed in Scripture. Every lie causes harm. Now maybe, like I said, in the very rare case, that harm might be justified because someone's life is being protected. But lying in general causes harm because it misrepresents God. The command is reiterated in the New Testament quite broadly. Paul says in Colossians 3:9, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." It is interesting to me that Paul characterizes lying, that he mentions lying in this context, as though it broadly characterizes what the old man does. That is, the old carnal nature is a lying nature. So he says, because you have put that off, because you are no longer that person, don't act like that person. Because what that person does is to lie. That is the nature of sin, and we will look at this further on down. So don't do that, because that's not who you are anymore. You are not lying people. You are people of truth. As we've moved through the Ten Commandments with each one, we have seen that these are not simply lists of things not to do, or a couple of things to do. Honor your parents, keep the Sabbath. The rest of the things, don't do this, don't do that. We're not just looking at a list of don'ts. We're not looking at strictly just prohibitions. This is not about keeping order in society. All of those things are not bad. It's good to know not what to not do. It's good to keep order in society. The Ten Commandments primarily are about who God is. And we are given commandments of the things to do and not to do in relation to God. Not primarily in relation to one another, as we've looked at even something like murder. Murder is primarily wrong because it attacks the image of God. It is like defacing God's image. It's an affront to who he is because it attacks his image, because man is made in his image and life should be honored and should be considered sacred because it's in the image of God. So every commandment of these that we would break would be a sin against God primarily, not primarily against another person. This commandment is no different. Just as we looked at murder being an attack on the image of God, adultery being an attack on the design, that which was supposed to reflect the union of Christ in the church. We looked at stealing being an affront to God's role as our provider. Lying is an attack on God's faithfulness. God is faithful and speaks the truth. He communicates truth in everything that he does. That is his nature. This is so much a part of his nature that it is actually spoken of each person of the Trinity. So, in John 8:18, Jesus said of the Father, he said, "I am the one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me." So we're talking about bearing witness. We're simply talking about communicating the truth that you know. So a witness is someone who knows something because they have seen it, usually, and they simply say what it is that they saw. This is something that man is actually uniquely qualified to do of all of God's creatures. We have free will. We are able to decide. We're actually the only creatures that can meaningfully lie. Now, I have heard it said that cats can lie. I don't know if I agree with that. They certainly cannot lie in a moral sense. They might give the appearance of lying. But as far as actually perverting, distorting the truth, man is the only creature that's capable of this.